Shalom to all. Welcome back to the Quick Parsha, presented daily by All Parsha. And we're going to be learning the first Aliyah in Parsha's Tetzaveh today. That is Perek Chav Zayin, Pasuk Chav. And the Pasuk tells us, Ve'ata Tetzavez B'nei Yisrael. And you should command the B'nei Yisrael. Again, this is Hashem talking to Moshe Rabbeinu. Vikchu Elecha. And they shall take for you Shemen Zayis Zach, pure olive oil, Kasis, crushed Lama'ar for lighting, Leha'alois Ner Tamid, to light the Ner Tamid. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Chaf, Zach, what does that mean? Pure? Bli Shmar, which shouldn't have any sediment. K'mash Shaninu B'Menachas, like we'll learn in Maseches Menachas, Megagre B'Resh HaZayas, V'Chulu, and we're going to learn about that in Maseches Menachas. Kasis, what does that mean? Hazesim Haya Kosesh Machteshes, V'Einoi Techen B'Rechaim. The Pasuk tells us Kasis, crushed, because the olives are meant to be crushed with a mortar and not ground with a millstone. K'desh Loya B'Shmarim, so that there shouldn't be any sediment. V'Achash HaTziu Tiber Rishayna, after the first drop is extracted, Machnisan L'Rechaim V'Techenan, then they can be put in the millstone and ground up. Vashem Hasheni, the second oil that comes out, Pasul Menaira, it is not allowed to be used for the Menaira of a Kashal Menachas. It is allowed to be used for a carbon mincha. Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk, Kasis La Ma'ar. It has to be Kasis for the Ma'ar, for the lighting of the Menaira, Veloi Kasis La Menachas, and not Kasis, not crushed and pure for the carbon mincha. Leha Alois Ner Tamid, says the next Rashi, Madlik, it has to be lit, Ashetehe Shal Heves Oile Me'leo, until the flame is able to go up on its own. Tamid, we use this Lashon of Tamid, forever, or always, or continuously. Call Laila V'Laila Kari Tamid. We light it every single night, and that's called Tamid. K'mashat Ha'omer, like we say, Oilas Tamid, Vein Elam Yayim L'Yayim. The Tamid, the carbon Tamid, was only brought every single day, but we still call it Tamid. V'chein Minchas Chavitin Emar, in regards to the Minchas Chavitin, it says Tamid. V'ein El Machtzisa B'Baik Machtzisa B'Erev. Half of it was brought in the morning, half of it was brought in the evening, that's still called Tamid. Aval Tamid Ha'omer B'Lechem Apanim. When it says the word Tamid by Lechem Apanim, Mishabbos L'Shabbosu, that actually means continuously from week to week. It was there the entire week. Let's go back to Chumash Pasuk Chaf Aleph, and where are we lighting the menorah? But oil ma'id michutz la pareiches hasher la edus, in the oil ma'id outside the pareiches, which is right by the edus, which is right by the aron kodesh. Yarech oisei Aaron ubanav me'erev adbaikel lefnei Hashem. Aaron and his sons should arrange them from evening till morning in front of Hashem. Chukas oilam de'arisam, a decree forever for their generations. Me'es b'nei Israel, from the b'nei Israel. Let's take a look at Rashi over here. Pasuk Chaf Aleph, me'erev adbaikel, from evening till morning. What does that mean? From evening till morning. Ten la midasa, put in its measure. Shetei de'lekas me'erev adbaikel, that it could be lit from evening all the way till the morning. V'shirech acham chatzi loig lele teves harukim, and acham said that this is a half of a loig for the longest nights of teves. V'chein l'chal leilos, every single night a half of a loig of oil was placed in. V'mivaser, and if there's some left over, and b'kach klom, that's not a problem. Even if the menorah is going to be burning into the day, that's not a problem. Let's go back to Chumash, Perek Chaf Ches, Pasuk Aleph. Ve'ata and you, hakrev elecha, bring close to you, as aron achicha, Aaron your brother, v'zban avitai, and his sons with him, mitech b'nei Yisrael, from within Klal Yisrael, l'chahanoili, to be kohanim for me, Aharon, Nadav, v'avihu, Elazar, v'isamar, b'nei Aaron, the sons of Aaron. Let's take a look at Rashi over here, Pasuk Aleph, ve'ata hakrev elecha, la'achar shetegim harmlech ha'mishkan. After you finish the Mishkan, then you should take Aaron, Nadav, v'avihu, Elazar, v'isamar, and they should be kohanim. Let's go back to Chumash Pasuk Beis, v'osisa b'gdei kodesh la'aron achicha, you should make garments of holiness for Aaron your brother, l'chavod u'l'sifaris, for honor and splendor. So you shall speak to all the people that are wise of heart, that I have filled them with a spirit of wisdom, and they should make the garments of Aaron to sanctify him, to be a kohen for me. Let's take a look at Rashi over here, Pasuk Gimel. To sanctify him, he's going to enter the kahuna by way of wearing the begadim, then he's going to be a kohen for me. What does the word kahuna mean? It means service. So a kohen is a man of service. Let's go back to Chumash, Pasuk Dalet. Ve'ela begadim asher yasu. These are the garments that they should make. Choshen ve'efod ume'il. Ukesonis tashbeitz, and a kesonis which is checkered. Mitznefes ve'avnate, a hat and a belt. Ve'asu b'gdei kodesh la'aron achicha ulevanav l'chan eli, and they should make these garments of holiness for Aaron your brother and for his sons in order to be a kayan for me, meaning to serve me. Let's take a look at Rashi over here, Pasuk Dalet. Choshen tachshet keneged alev. This is an ornament which was worn opposite the heart. Ve'efod, what's that? Lo shamati v'lo matzasi b'brayso. I haven't heard or seen in a braisa exactly what its form was. V'libi Emily, my heart tells me, says Rashi, it was tied behind him. Rach by kareich of gavish, its width was the width of a person's back. Kimin Siner, it was like an apron, and we're going to discuss this at length a little bit later on in this aliyah. Let's skip to the next Rashi. Umeil, who kimin chaluk, this is like a robe. V'chena kutainis, and the kutainis was also like a robe. Elisha kutainis samach chibsari, the kutainis was a robe that was worn close to his flesh. Umeil, kari chaluk ha'elyon, and this me'il was like an outer robe. Tashbetz, what's that? Asun Mishbetzais Lanoi. It was made checkered. The pattern was some sort of checkered pattern for beautification. Vamishbetzais, what are these? Hem kimin gumais ha'asuyas b'tachshitei zav. It's like the indentations that are made in golden ornaments. L'moishav kivias avanim tovus margolias, as a setting for precious stones and pearls. And jump to the next Rashi, mitznefes. What's a mitznefes? Kimin kipas koiva. This is like a dome-shaped hat. Shekarun kufia, shermakam acher karil hem migbais. In another place it's called a migbais, hats. So over here, mitznefes means a dome-shaped hat. The next Rashi tells va'avnet, a belt. Hichagara al kutainis. This is a belt that was placed on the kutainis, which is the inner robe. Ve'o'efod hichagara al ma'il. The ephod was a belt on the outer robe. K'mashem tzinu v'seder levishason, like we see in the order that they were placed on Aaron. V'itain olfas al kutainis. First he placed the kutainis, this is the inner under robe. V'yachkar oisa ba'avnet, and then he tied it with the avnet. V'yalbish oisas ha'ma'il, then he placed the ma'il on top of that. V'itain olfas al ephod, and he placed the ephod on top of that. Big Day Kodesh. Why is it that we repeat that they're Big Day Kodesh? Mitruma hamikudeshas l'shmi yasu oisam. They shall be made from the truma that was dedicated for me. So therefore, they're called Big Day Kodesh. And let's go back to Chumash Pasuk. Hey, v'hem yichos hazahav v'esat chelas v'esar argamen v'shelas hashani v'shashesh. And they shall take the gold and the blue wool and the purple wool and the scarlet wool and the linen. Rashi says over here, Pasuk, hey, v'hem yichu, who's the v'hem? Oisam chachmei lev shiasu habegadim. We're referring to the people who are wise of heart that are going to be making these begadim. Yikablu min hamasnadvim. They should receive from the donors, esazav, vesatchilas, lasis, menaz, habegadim, all the different materials that they need for making the begadim. And now before we continue describing the begadim, Rashi over here gives us a very long introduction, exactly how the ephod and the cheshen looked. He says that the reason why he gives this introduction is so as not to confuse you, because if you're going to read it pasuk by pasuk, it's just going to confuse you. So let's take a look at Rashi over here. He has a beautiful mesikas halashen. Rashi tells us in pasuk vav, v'asu esa ephod, in basi lefarish masei ephod v'cheshen al seder mikrais. If I'm going to come to explain to you the way the ephod and the cheshen were exactly as you read the psukim, hari perushin prakim, it's just going to be broken up into pieces, v'yishka akar b'tzirufan, and the person reading them is going to error. L'kachani kosev masem k'mashu, therefore I'm going to write it exactly as it is, l'man yars akar b'ay, so you can make a quick run through it, v'achakach afar shal seder mikrez, and then I'm going to explain it piece by piece along with the psukim. Ha'ephod also k'min sinur shal nashim rech v'susim, the ephod was made like an apron of women that ride horses, v'chaygar osem acharev k'neged libe l'matim atzilov, and was worn behind the Kohen Gadol, opposite his heart, underneath his elbows. Rachbay Kamidas Rechav Gabishal Adam Yoser. Its width was the width of a person's back and a little bit more than that. Umagiyad Akevav, and reached all the way till his heels. Perhaps the best way to describe this is, you know, sometimes teenagers on a cold day they wear a sweater and then it gets hot throughout the day. So they take the sweater off, they put the sweater behind them about halfway up their back, and then they use the arms of the sweater and tie it in front of them. So that's kind of like a backwards apron, if you will, and that's how the ephod was. It was a large piece of material that was the width of the Kohen Gadol's back. It reached all the way down to his heels and was tied in front. Now we're going to talk about the tie that he used to tie it with. V'cheshev mechuber b'reish al pnei rach by masei oireg. The cheshev, which is the belt of the ephod, was connected to the top of the ephod. It was masei oireg, meaning it was woven. Umar chalkan olakan, was actually very long. As we described, it was kind of like the arms of the sweater. K'deil hakev lachar boy, so that it could go around the entire girth of the Kohen Gadol and he could use it to tie onto himself. V'ksefais, the shoulder straps, mechubars b'cheshev, they were connected to the cheshev. Achas l'min v'achas l'smoil, one on the right, one on the left. Meruchaka zu mizu, how distant were they from each other? Shir havdals ksefayim, as wide as his shoulders were. Me'acheri ha'kayin, and they were connected behind the kayin. L'shnei ketzais rachbei shel sinar, at the two edges of the apron. Uchshe zaykfan, and when they were stood up straight, amdes la'al shnei ksefav, they would stand on his shoulders. So this was like half of an overall strap. V'hen k'min shtei ritzuyas asuyas b'min ha'efod, and these were two straps that were made up of exactly what the ephod was. Aruches k'dei shelo zakvan etz tzavari mekan amkan. How long were they? They were long enough to place right by his neck. V'nikpalas l'fan v'lamat m'ksef v'ma'at, and they folded over his shoulder just a little bit. V'avnei Hashem k'vuyas b'hem, and the shayim stones were set into them. Achzal kesef yimin v'achzal kesef smol, one on his right shoulder, one on his left shoulder. V'amishbetzais, and the settings of the stones, nesunas b'rashim v'fnei ksefav, they were attached to the top of this shoulder strap. So we just describe the ephod and its shoulder straps, and now we're going to describe how it was connected to the cheshen, the chest plate. Ushtei avoses hazahav, and the two golden cables, techuves b'shtei tabayis shebcheshen b'shnei ketzais rach by ha'elyon, they were inserted into the rings of the cheshen on the upper part of the cheshen. Achas l'min v'achas l'smol, there were two rings on the cheshen, one on the top left, one on the top right. Ushtei rashi hasharshois tekun b'mishbetzais l'min, and the two tips of the chains were inserted into these settings on the right. V'chein shtei rashi hasharshois hasmolios tekun b'mishbetzais shebekesef smol, we had these two chains that were connected on the left shoulder. Nimtza, turns out, HaChayshen Tali B'mishpatzai So Eifed Alibay Malfanav. The Chayshen now is hanging from the settings of the Eifed right in front of him. And now, how is it connected underneath? How is the bottom of the Chayshen connected? There was another two rings on the bottom part of the Chayshen, one on the left, one on the right. Uchenegdam, and corresponding to them, there was another two rings attached to the shoulder straps of the Eifed where they connected to the Eifed behind the Kayin, by his back. And he fastens them with this tchela string, so that the bottom part of the chayshen should be connected to the belt of the eifed, so it shouldn't sway to and fro and move back and forth. So the bottom part of the chayshen was actually fairly secure against the kohen gadol's stomach, if you were, and the top part of it was a little bit on the looser side. And as expression goes, a picture is worth a thousand words, and we just said about a thousand words right now. And if you were to do yourself a favor and take a look at a picture of this, it would be much clearer. But now let's take a look at the pasuk vav. Va'asu es ha'efod, and they should make the efod zahav gold. Tcheles va'argavim talas shani v'sheish mashzar maasei chayshev, the work of an artist. Let's take a look at Rashi over here. Pasuk vav, the last Rashi. Maasei chayshev, the work of an artist. What does that mean? Kvar pei Rashi, I've already explained in last week's parsha. She arigas shtei kiras. This is two separate weavings. She ain't suras shnei avireha daimazula zu. The way that it looks on one side isn't the way it looks on another side. It's kind of two pieces of cloth woven together. Back to Chumash Pasuk Zayin. Shtei chseifas chayvres yaloy al shnei ktsoisev v'chubar. It should have these two shoulder straps connected to its two ends, v'chubar, and connected. The pasuk repeats itself. Let's take a look at Rashi over here. Pasuk Zayin, the last Rashi in Pasuk Zayin, v'chubar ha'efayd im oisem shnei kisvayse ha'efayd. The efayd should be connected to the two shoulder straps. Yechaber oisem b'machat l'mata b'cheshev. He should connect them with the needle underneath by the cheshev. V'lo ya'argim ima. He shouldn't weave it together as one piece. Elo argim levad. He should weave the shoulder straps separately. Va'achakach mechabram, and then he should connect them. Let's go back to the Chumash. Pasuk Ches, v'cheshev afudase asher olav, and the cheshev, the belt, which beautifies him, which is on it, k'maseu menu ye, it should be made just like it, zahav tcheles v'argam tel hashanim sheish mashzar, from all these beautiful materials. And let's take a look at Rashi over here, Pasuk Ches. Rashi tells us, v'cheshev afudase, v'chagar she'al yaday, this cheshev, this belt, which is on it, hu me'afdoi u'metaknehu l'kayin u'mekashdoi, it beautifies the kayin and adorns him. That's why it's called a cheshev afudase, the cheshev which beautifies him and adorns him. Asher olav lemal b'sfas asinor, it's at the top of this apron. Hi ha'chagayra, that's the belt. Kima asehu, just like it. Ka'arigas asinor, the same way that this sinor, the apron itself, was woven. Ma'aseh choshev u'mechamesh asminim, it was the work of an artist and it had these five different materials woven into it. Kach arigas acheshev, so to the cheshev itself, the belt was woven the same way. Ma'aseh choshev u'mechamesh asminim, mimenu yihiyah, it should be from it. What does that mean? Ima yia arig, it has to be woven with the ephod. V'loy argenu levad v'chabrenu, you shouldn't weave it separately and connect it like we did for the shoulder straps. And let's go back to Chumash Pasuk Tes. V'lokachto al shtei avnei shayim. You should take the two shayim stones, ufitachto aleihem, and you should engrave on them, Shemais b'nei Yisrael, the names of the b'nei Yisrael. This means the names of the Shvatim. Shisha mishmaisam alo evan ha'achas, six names on one stone, ves shemais hashisha anayisarim, and the names of the six remaining Shvatim, alo evan ha'shenis, on the second stone, kisol daisam, in the order they were born. Let's take a look at Rashi over here. Pasuk Yud, kisol daisam, kaseder shenoldu, in the order they were born, Ruven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Dan, v'naftali alo achas. We have those names on one stone. V'alashnion, on the second stone, God, v'asher, Yisachar, Zvulun, Yosef, u'binyamin, Male. This was written full, shekenu kasev, m'kayim teilatai, because that's how it was written when he was born. Chafe, oises, b'chol achas, v'achas. That is 25 letters on each stone. And let's go back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Aleph. Ma'aseh harash evan, the work of a craftsman that works with stones, pituchei chaysam, like the engraving of a signet ring, tifatachas shteo avanim, you shall engrave these two stones, al shemais b'nei Yisrael, with the names of the b'nei Yisrael, musabais mishbetzais zahav ta'aseh oysam, you should make them surrounded by golden settings. And let's take a look at Rashi over here, Apostle Yud Aleph, ma'aseh harash evan, ma'aseh uman shel avanim. This is the work of a craftsman that works with stones, otherwise known as a lapidary. However, most people probably do not know what that is, so we just call it a craftsman that works with stones. Let's go back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Beis. V'sam toas shteo avonim al kisvayso eifayd. And you should place these two stones on the shoulder straps of the eifayd. Avnei zikaron l'vnei Yisrael, stones of remembrance for the B'nai Yisrael. V'nasa aharon eshmoysam l'fnei Hashem al shtei chaseifov l'zikaron. And Aaron shall carry these names in front of Hashem on his two shoulders as a remembrance. Let's take a look at Rashi over here. Pasuk Yud Beis, Lizzie Karin. What type of remembrance are these stones? Shehei Raya Kadosh Baruch Hu Hashvatim Ksubim Lefanav. Hashem should see the Shvatim written in front of him, the Yizkar Tzidkasam, and he should remember their righteousness. We've completed the first Aliyah in Parshas Tzaveh. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we're going to pick up with the second Aliyah in Parshas Tzaveh. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.